Pyong, or whatever. It's 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe, and you're listening to a very special edition of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm standing in my garage in the dark. It's a little after 2 o'clock a.m., and we're about to go outside. I'm opening the garage door, and I know you're thinking, with Tobe, this sounds familiar. Are we going out on Nocturnal Bun Patrol? Nocturnal Bun Patrol! No, we are not. We're just gonna go outside and walk around for no reason. This isn't any kind of nighttime recon mission. This is not fact gathering. We're not doing anything tonight except walking around. However, we will be looking for rabbits and dudes, and I'm looking across the street. Is that a rabbit right there? I didn't bring the flashlight, nor am I carrying weapons or ID. Just because I love to hassle cops. So anyway. Oh, it's nice and cool. I don't even know how cool it is. It's probably, 66, 68, somewhere around there. And, like I said, we are looking for buns, but we are not required to find any before we can go home. Nocturnal Bun Patrol rules are not in effect. We do not have a quota. We're just walking in an undisclosed location near my house. It's trash night tonight, but that's not why we're out. We are walking by lots of trash cans and stuff, so I just thought I'd mention it. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's somebody coughing over there. You can imagine what they're doing. And if you guessed smoking cigars, you are correct, sir. I'm moving at a pretty good pace. I'm rapidly walking. Ooh, seems a little cool. Seems like, am I cold? Maybe that's why I feel a little weird. I don't feel weird, I'm just cold. Okay, well, we just keep moving then. Stay nice and toasty warm. I haven't seen any animals. You'd think we'd run into some. But I'm not seeing any. There's a car driving by on a street up ahead. Who could be out driving around, unless it's somebody out on Nocturnal Bun Patrol, which we are not. I was looking for mushrooms there for a second. I thought I saw some, but no. Trash cans everywhere. They're on the sidewalk, and I have to dodge. Oh, I heard a sound. I turned around to see what the sound was, and it was a bun. There's a bunny running away in the other direction. Ooh. Yeah, so I guess it is a little chilly. So, you know, whatever. All right. Can I see what I have come to see from here? No, not quite. I need to move up here a little bit further and start taking a look around. I'm also coming up to some storm drains. And I think I've seen storm drains in these. I mean, I think I've seen raccoons in storm drains. These storm drains. I can speak English. I can speak English real good. Cute, cute. Oh, it's quiet. It's clear. It's about, I don't know, 2:20 a.m. And we're walking around in my neighborhood for no reason. No reason whatsoever. On trash night. Yay. There's cicadas howling. There's crickets cricketing. All kinds of fun stuff. Oh, and speaking of cricket, if you haven't heard, Pippa, my cat, you all know her. She has won the How's That tournament here on Dubious Goals Committee. She ended up beating Petey Boy by just a couple of wickets, if I remember correctly. Petey Boy did put up a good score. He put up 276. But my cat caught him with a couple of late wickets right at the end there to make things exciting. If you missed it, you can hear almost the entire game on the September, I think, 3rd, was it? I believe it was Saturday. Yesterday, the 3rd. What day is today? I've been confused. I'm even more confused now. So anyway, it's in the archive. So listen to the archive if you want to hear the game. But speaking of cricket, somebody asked me what the duck was, because I said, oh, so-and-so got bowled for a duck. And the duck basically means zero, as in the duck's egg, or the goose egg. I think some American sports say goose egg to mean zero. But yeah, if in the game of cricket, if a batter is dismissed, meaning if he is gotten out before he scores any runs, he is considered to have gotten a duck. Okay. So, there's variations on the duck, one of them being the golden duck. Now, the golden duck is if you get dismissed, you know, put out on the first ball that's thrown to you. I mean, if you're the batter, obviously. So, if a new batter comes up to start batting and the bowler throws a ball and the ball hits the wicket, or leg before wicket, or if he hits the ball and it's caught, then that's considered a golden duck. How rude. And you leave the field, you're done. You're done. Your game is over. 0 points. And there's even a worse one, and that is the diamond duck. And this is a weird one that can only occur in cricket. And the diamond duck is when the non-batting batter gets dismissed or put out before even being pitched a ball. Now you're probably wondering, how can that happen? Well, it's not like baseball. In cricket, there are two batters, okay? And the two batters, they're running back and forth between wickets to score runs, okay? So it could happen that at the beginning of a game, the two batters go on the field and say the bowler then throws the ball to one guy and that guy hits it on the ground and it's a grounder. A fielder can then pick it up and throw it to a wicket and put the guy who didn't hit the ball out. And that guy's dismissed before he's even managed to get a ball thrown to him, let alone swing at one. And that is the diamond duck. Is there something moving in the grass up here? What is that? Apparently nothing. Okay. Anyway. There's an even more famous duck in history. It's called the royal duck. And the royal duck occurred, and I wish I wish I could look this up. You know, obviously I'm walking around outside in the middle of the night, so I don't have any reference materials. But I believe it was Edward the VII of England, before he was Edward the VII. So he was, that was Bertie, so that was Albert Edward. Albert Edward was playing for playing cricket, maybe for England. Was he playing on the national team? He may have been, but anyway, he got a golden duck. He went up to bat, bowler gave him one ball, pa-cow! Hit the wicket, broke the wicket. You're out. Bye-bye. Sit down. All right, there might be something on the sidewalk up here. Yeah, so that would have been when Bertie, Edward Albert, was still the Prince of Wales. What's up here? Is this a bun on the sidewalk right here? Or is this just a lump of grass? It's just a lump of grass. Yeah. I'm glad I'm going to be at the top of this hill soon, because I'm running out of air. I should have brought some air with me. Diddly-doo. And there's no buns up here. Huh. I'm kind of surprised we only saw that one bun. Could have sworn we would have seen more tonight. I really want to see something else. You know, we saw a possum not too long ago, last week, week and a half ago, on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Where's our possums? Where's my snoodlers? This hasn't been a heavy raccoon year. It's kind of odd. Last year was a pretty good raccoon year. Here comes a car, possibly a truck, and we're just casually walking around. Do 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 do. Yay, it was a truck, not the police. Popo man is not good. Popo man is not good for Tobe. Okay. So I'm walking by another one of the churches, many, many churches in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, I can walk to 5 churches. No, wait. That one down there by the pool. The one by the pool. The one right here. The 2 on the corner. And the one across the bridge, the Orthodox church across the bridge. That's 5. I can walk to 5 churches in less than 15 minutes. And it seems like maybe I'm forgetting one. Another. Where's another church at? Church Finders with Tobe. That's our new show. Oh, and you know what else? Speaking of new shows, I saw something in Calm. Yes, I'm a member of the Superdimensional Fortress, the supercluster we all love to hang out on and broadcast from. Go to www.sdf.org to become a member. But anyway, yeah, I feel like Snowdusk. I gotta plug the cluster now. What was I even talking about? Now I don't remember. The good news is I'm walking downhill, so I don't feel like I'm about to have a heart attack anymore. Oh, I remember. I was reading in Calm. I sat down at my computer briefly. And you know, and I always have a window open to the Anon radio room in Calm mode. And somebody, it might have been Petey Boy even, now that I'm thinking about it. He said, all shows should be some kind of committee. And I liked that. I agree. I think all the shows on Anon Radio should be something-something committee. even if it could be some kind of dubious committee. So, you know, Snowdusk's show would be the Dubious Intergalactic Wasabi Committee. And, you know, Open Mic would be Open Mic Committee, or even Dubious Open Mic Committee. And what else we got out there? Oh, the Dubious Zip and Mo Committee. Everything should be committee. That would be funny. It's funny to me. I don't know how funny it is to anybody else in the world. I'm kind of glad I didn't bring my flashlight because I keep thinking I'm seeing lots of spider eyes in the lawns. But, you know, maybe it's just dew. I bet we're below the dew point. It is kind of chilly. And we did have some high humidity today. And so we're just about back to my house. That was a lovely walk around the block. And we're gonna sit out here for a minute or two because I hear a sound. That little crack you heard was my wrist. Yep, and it's coming into view. I can see Able One. Hello, Able One. And they have FLIR, forward-looking infrared. They're not pointing it my way, though. They're traversing my path. But now, oh no, I kind of think they're turning. No, they're flying over the interstate, I think. Looking for those crazy motorcyclists that like to go flying down there. Now I'm hearing weird noises from up the street. Alright. Able One is circling around. Let's just go inside. Alright, so. Did I check the mail today? I don't even remember if I did. Let's open the mailbox. And look in the mailbox. And we can hear the mailbox reverb. Ooh, spooky noises. All right, no mail. I think I just walked through a web. I know I just walked through a web. Ooh, now I'm all webby. Get the webs off me. Oh, I'm screwed. I'm totally tied up in web. So using my car antenna to get it off this side, and I got a broom handle here. Able One is still circling around. I am freaking covered in web right now. Oh man, I'm going back outside. Yep, Able One is flying towards me from the north, circling. Is he gonna pass over my house? Yeah, this is when I wish I had my flashlight. That's what I was gonna say. And looks like Able One is scanning my house with his forward-looking radar. So I'm gonna give him the salute, the one-finger salute of respect, telling them that they are Able One. Yeah. Keep moving. Maybe we should get some 4-ouncers out of the basement. Now, did I? No, I did not get all the damn web off yet. Except I can wrap it around my shoe. Alright, we've got no recourse but to retreat indoors. So I'm putting my garage door opener back in my car. Closing the garage door, going into the house. Yo, I house you. Take off my shoes here. Ugh, I think I got the webs. Oh, brother. And we're back in the studio where I left my tea. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, it's so lemony. Alright, here's where it gets weird. We are now going to time dilate. Or, not dilate, but we're going to shrink time. We're going to compress time. And I'm not even sure what time it's going to be. But I guess we're going to find out here just in a few seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And it is a few hours later, a number of hours later. But the sun is still not quite up. You can see the beginnings of the sun trying to do stuff. But it's still way too early to do anything. I was thinking about going to Heron Haven today, but maybe I'll do that without all my radio listeners. Maybe I'll just go down there, check it out today, all by myself. I don't know. Right now, I'm just kind of checking out this terrain modeling forum that I hang out on. And checking out some replies to a thread I started a couple days ago about my Rat Patrol game. And there's some other people familiar with Rat Patrol, and so they're making various comments and giving me various advices while I drink my tea. So yummy. And the current point of contention appears to be that Captain Hans Dietrich, did he ever actually have any tanks under his command in his order of battle? And I'm about to reply here that, you know, I haven't seen every single episode of the show, but yeah, so far it seems to me like the tanks are pretty rare in the show. But that doesn't mean that I can't have them. In fact, I'm going to absolutely need to have them, because how am I going to have a World War II game without tanks? I'm a tank guy. I don't know why. I just, you know, fell in love with tanks when I was younger. When I was a wee little child. And so, this guy says, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to say, blah, 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 but blah, blah, blah. So I type things like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to throw them in here, but I'm not going to do anything too crazy. I'll just have some tanks when it's appropriate and realistic and blah, 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 blah. This ain't a video game. And then we click on post. Post my reply. Click. There we go. All right, so what are we gonna do today? I have no idea. I guess I might have to go to the store once the store opens, because I'm getting low on maple syrup. And there was something else I was gonna get, and now I can't remember what it was. It wasn't donuts, it wasn't tea, it wasn't cantaloupe. What was I thinking about? I got oil the other day. I think my brain is starting to shut down, which means I should probably go to sleep. Take me a nap, and then I can wake up and try to remember what the heck it was I was going to buy at the store other than the maple syrup. Huh. Wasn't sugar. Got plenty of sugar. Was I going to get some more Blue Bunny ice cream? Oh, no. I want some Blue Bunny ice cream, but yeah, no, we're not going to do that. Plus, I think I have some popsicles in the freezer. I don't know. I'd have to go check. I don't need any ice cream today, I don't think. What else was I going to get? Jeez. My mind is going blank. And looks like we still got about 5 minutes of this show to come up with. So, what are we going to do for 5 minutes before I go to bed? One thing I do know is I got to drink more tea. I think I'm kind of dehydrated. My eye itches, and it's starting to drive me crazy. And if my eye itches, that usually means that I'm a little dried out. So, gotta keep drinking tea. Yum, yum, yum. Yummy for me. Oh, let's see if we can get into my Google Mail account, my Gmail account. Is it going to give me a hassle today? I don't know what they've done. They've recently changed something that makes it more difficult for me to log in. Not that I use it all that much, but it's sort of my public email account. You know, I've got various email accounts that are for me and people I know who are trustworthy. And then I've got email accounts that are for the general public. And that's just being smart. Oh, it looks like maybe I will get in. Type in the old password there. And so this is the account that I use for my family and, you know, people who don't know me and people who don't know that there's anything other than, you know, .com websites out there. You know, you can't give them an address like sdf.org because, like, what? What? .com what? You know, so you got to have your general public address. So that's what this is. And recently, and I suspect I know who did it, but recently I've been just getting slammed with spam on this account. And it was fairly obvious because I was only getting like one or two spam emails a month on this account. And then one day, we're talking about 30 to 45 every day. Somebody put my name into something that they thought was something, but it wasn't. And so now I'm getting slammed. And I know who it was. And you can't tear them a new one because they're old and have no idea what's going on. And so it's just like, oh, you know how it is. And so now I've got this account that just fills up the spam. But I gotta check it every once in a while. Because, you know, if somebody's kung fu will not be defeated. If somebody's good enough, they can find this email address out in public somewhere. Although, you know, what's weird is I've had other people find me through other websites, other forums. Like, they'll be searching for either my name or some known nickname or handle that I have. And they'll find that on, like, some website forum, and so they'll join that and then PM me on that forum and say, hey, I found you. And I'll say, yeah, great, here, email me. And so then I give them my Gmail address. And this has happened a number of times, actually, so blah, blah, blah. I'm still waiting. If you're wondering why I haven't checked my email yet, I'm still waiting for it to open there, finally. And nope. I got no emails, and that's just fine, because I'm running out of time. My name is Tobe. You've been listening to a very dull episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs right here on Anon Radio every single day at 19:30 UTC. It's time for me to go bed. I gotta go night-night. Bye-bye-bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.